Shiitake, I do, baby.
Hi, Fanny Bunny. Nice intro. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 10. We are in the two digits now.
Ooh, see, that's why. It's a 10th album and a 10.
Whoa, yeah. And if you still haven't gotten the references by now, in this episode, we talk about some random news, some SJ, some even more SJ, and some even more SJ.
And you know what? We are also talking about Super Junior.
Yeah. Super Junior, Mr. Simple. I'm stuck there with the...
Young one hot. Okay,
stop. And so most of the episode will be about SJ, about Super Junior. But if you don't like Super Junior, I'm sorry, you don't get to skip this episode. You have to listen until the end because we said so. Thank you very much. First segment, news segment. What happened this week?
This week, well, obviously the talk of the town was the Grammy Awards that BTS was nominated for and sadly didn't win. Well, for me personally, not so sadly, not because I didn't want them to win, but I hope they will win, but with a completely Korean song. That's my stand on this. So the Dynamite was not good enough for this like to happen. I mean, it was a good song, but just too much of a US song in my opinion. So then let's stay with BTS for a second longer. Jungkook seems to be the shit in selling out stuff. So whenever he's wearing something, mentioning something, drinking something, eating something on his V-Live stuff, he is always selling out whatever he's using. So this time he sold out a bracelet that is supports like...
Shelters for dogs.
Yes, exactly.
For better dogs and stuff like that. Yeah.
And then also apparently he must have drank a tea, kombucha tea from Tizen. And he got that sold out also and got the sales horribly increased. I mean, the company probably loves him right now, but I feel like poor guy, whenever he's doing these things, he never gets his product anymore. Yes, he said he apparently he drank it, and the next time he turned his V-Live on, he said, okay, I went to buy my tea and I only managed to get two boxes and they were sold out. So... it happened with the detergent or whatever before, so poor guy. Don't buy all his products, he needs it still.
He should be more secretive about what he's using or doing.
Yes. Then Mnet, as we are waiting for the show Kingdom, they released a special stage featuring a few of the, I'm guessing they are all dance, other the dancers, as I'm not so much aware of the other groups. I know that let me know. Lino was in there, San was in there, Minhyuk, and then the other people. I'm really difficult. Okay, Taeyang, DK, and Chuyeon. So they did some nice dance performances. It was actually really great. It made me think, oh, I want to see the show. So then G-Idol Soojin, she is still being under fire for her bullying allegations, and well, she released a very long statement about, and she denied basically every accusation. So well, it's very long, so I'm not gonna bring anything up. So but if you're interested, you should go ahead and read it. Then GOT7's Mark opened his official website, so check it out if you're his fan. And then SHINee is gonna have their first online concert on 4th of April. So, if you want to watch them, then go ahead and join the concert. Okay, sure. Okay, then let's head over to some comeback and debut news. So, the comeback of our week, of course.
The decade.
The decade. At least it feels like this after waiting for such a long time. Super Junior finally came back and they, with their song House Party. I'm not gonna say much now because We'll head to that later again.
More will come later.
Exactly. Then Pentagon also released a song, Do or Not. And actually, I was surprised to find out that this was the first time ever that they reached the top spot on a Korean music, like, digital chart with a song. I feel like, what are these fans doing?
The fans are failing, obviously. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, even I know a lot of their songs, like, by heart, it seems like. You have a shine and I'm singing. I know every second of the song. So if I know it, what is wrong with the fans? Well, how is this the first song? They deserve better. Work harder, people.
That is true.
Then Rosé came finally with her first solo album. Is this even considered an album?
It has like two songs.
Two songs. Okay, it's a solo release.
Yeah.
With the song On the Ground, and I feel like she's already breaking all kind of records again with that. So And then interesting to know, but apparently they released a song also, Getaway is the song called, and they are only the fourth K-pop group, boy group ever to top the Billboard World Digital Song Sales chart twice.
Very, very odd topic. What?
Yes, so because apart from that, we only ever had BTS, EXO, and Big Bang doing that.
And Kaptaki, very, very?
Yes.
I mean, this is awesome, but.
Yeah. I was like, huh? How is this only like the second, like the fourth artist after BTS, EXO, and Big Bang? Interesting. I mean, not that they are bad or anything.
They first
topped the chart with the GBTB and now with the Getaway. But I was like, huh? Really? Only the fourth?
Wow.
Okay. So, congratulations on that. And then Stray Kids released the song Going Dumb with Alesso and there's and Korsak. So, Alesso is a DJ. Is it a Swedish DJ? Is he? Mm. Right? And Korsak is a Chinese singer. So, and they released the song and actually it is doing quite well, I think, also on the charts. I personally, it's not my style of music, but it's an interesting collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm taking a breath here.
Then
I jumped through this.
Three,
let's
2, 1.
Random news. So, last episode we already talked about Yuno being the king of K-pop as he was in a scandal and no one cared. And it feels like the news people are having some kind of competition to bring him down. They're trying trying very hard to come up with all kind of nonsense to make him fall or something. I don't know. Maybe it's a certain competition, like whoever can make Yuno's his perfect image crumble first. So after that scandal that we already had, that he went out after curfew for drinking whatever or eating, then there was NBC suddenly having a whole amazing story about, okay, when the police first arrived at that restaurant, his friends started some kind of fight with the police to stall time so Yuno could run away, and then Yuno ran from the police. Sounds like an amazing action movie.
And I think actually, they just got inspired from his last comeback.
Yeah, probably. And then to make matters worse, it seemed like they had some kind of party going in this restaurant because like there were a female person with them and they were having a party and it was a blast and whatever. So, and then after this, SM stated that none of them, that was true. The only thing that actually happened was that the friends for a second kind of blocked the way of the police to enter. But I don't know why that even was. But then after they said, actually, we are the police and we are here for a control, they let them pass right away. And Yuno never ran from anything. He just stayed there and gave him his details and whatever. And then afterwards, he got sent home. And there was also no female person around because there was actually, I think, only like one, like maybe manager or something even left in that restaurant. So for them to be able to pay. So, and also the police actually stated the exactly same thing. So no runaway, Yuno. drama, sad. Action
would have
action
had a
movie.
Lot of drama.
Yeah. And then it seemed because that was not giving them anything to work on, the fans still are in love with Yuno. They brought up a story and I thought, okay, man, these people are very desperate. They are so desperate. It's really sad. So Yuno is accused of having abandoned his husky. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know my reaction. I thought, when did this even happen? When, what? Why? When did this even happen? And what was your answer?
Billions of years ago? I don't
exactly.
even know. Actually, the thing is, so he got this husky as a birthday
husky
present.
That got abandoned? And what the hell?
Yeah, he got this husky as a birthday present by Jaejong. So Jaejong, if you don't know, is a former member of the Dongbang Jinki, and they already split apart, I think, in 2009? 10?
Yeah. 10
so
or
this is like
10, yeah. 10 years
so
ago.
So for Jaejong to give him this birthday present, it was probably already 12 or 13 years ago. What the hell? So, and then it is not like he left the dog at home and then left, and then the dog was there to left by himself to die, or he like left him on the street somewhere to fend for himself. No, he just didn't have the time to take care of a husky. I mean, come on, back then they were all like in the prime of their shit, so he just didn't have time, and a husky needs a lot of attention, so he gave him to some kind of training center. And apparently the dog is still there, if he's even still alive. Man, it must be a very old dog by now.
Mm-hmm.
And also it seems like he's like now a lead dog for the other dogs that are there to be trained, so it's what the hell. Yeah. But let's hate.
So he's living
Yuno.
A male alpha life.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't even know what this, what the news in Korea are doing, but they really try.
I wonder when they're gonna give up on trying to
Never.
Bring down Yuno, because it's a lost cause. I'm sorry, just give up, man.
Yes. So then, a thing that I was not aware of actually. Apparently, there is some tension between some Shina members. So Eric and Dongwan, it seemed like they already...
And if you don't know Shina, it's an old group.
It's a very old group.
Just
it's like
it
even
up.
I mean, SJ is already old and they are even older.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, so they have been fighting, it seems, because Dongwan wants to do more his solo stuff, wants to go his own way, whereas Eric wants to keep the group together and for them to do stuff together. And so Eric is annoyed at Dongwan for like using the Shina name but doesn't want to promote with them and only wants to promote his own stuff. And Dongwan is annoyed by Eric because it seems Eric is stopping the members from going their own ways, doing their own stuff. So there was some tension, and then Eric recently called him out for the situation. Eric called Dongwan out on Instagram, I think. And Dongwan replied to that, and now it seems maybe we get a happy ending with this group, because they all met up together and they posted a picture of Sojung glasses, because that's how we fix problems in Korea.
Yeah.
We get together and drink. Maybe they are so drunk that they just fight and then yell at each other, and then afterwards they are the
and
best
then the
of friends
tension
again.
Is gone.
Yes. So maybe there is hope for a Shina comeback at one point.
Mm-hmm.
That would
mm-hmm.
be amazing.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get another Kiss Me Like That.
Yes. Then this actually... Oh, yeah. There's going to be, or there is, a new girl group with only AI members. Only...
AI is artificial intelligence.
Yes. So
no real people.
It's an 11-member group with like 11 made-up faces, but I think they probably went to through some database on all kind of idols, and then they merged their faces together into one thing. I don't know. And now we have 11 artificial faces that I think they're going to debut on the 22nd of March, if I remember correctly.
Oh, so soon. Okay.
Yes. And they already do some kind of like advertisement stuff for one of the banks in Korea. And so we're like, oh, what
really?
The hell? Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
But actually the pictures look so real. It's creepy.
Yes. The pictures really look real. And the group's name is supposed to be what again?
Eternity.
Eternity, because they will never get old.
They will never die.
Amazing. Yeah. then a news that is kind of just interesting for us, especially as we kind of feel, we feel him. JB, so GOT7's leader, JB, he revealed that he recently has been busy taking care of GOT7's legal documents. So obviously, as the group split with JYP, now they have to do all of their stuff by themselves. And he's obviously working hard and learning a lot of stuff in the legal department and like whatever a company needs and so on to figure out contracts and so on. So he's a very hardworking leader. So that's the reason why we didn't hear any music or anything interesting from him, because he's working hard for the group. And I think he said something like, my brain is about to explode. And we're like, oh, yeah, we understand the feeling. We get you. Fighting. JB, you can do it. So then, on a serious topic, so there is a thing right now going on with Asian hate. It's a big, big topic, and we will discuss this probably next episode in our If You'd Ask Us section more. So, well, like I said, but right now there is like a lot of celebrities coming together to bring attention to this matter with the hashtag Stop Asian Hate. And yeah, they're doing a lot of like educating right now for people. And but on a very quick and cute, funny, stupid note on this matter. So, Yesung, Super Junior's Yesung, he wanted to help this cause also. And I found him on my Twitter. And when I read his tweet, I had, I'm very sorry, I really had to laugh, because he used the hashtag Stop Asian Hate. He forgot to put the E in the end of hate. So, it's hashtag Stop Asian Hate.
It's so him.
Yeah. And it is really, it really fits his
his everything. It's perfect.
And I feel like
it's such a Yesung thing to do.
Poor Yesung. What are these mean Asian hats that need to be stopped? Really, tell me. I shall help you out. If it's really an annoying Asian hat, maybe I
maybe we can stop it together.
Yeah, we can stop it together. But I think probably he was that one artist, idol, star that really wished for that edit button on Twitter very hard.
So you can fix it.
Exactly. Okay, then after this, let's stay with SJ for a second, because so Yoke, one of the younger members of them, he also was part of the Listen app using that bubble thing, so where basically artists send messages and you can send messages to them, and then sometimes you would get a reply or something like that, private chat or something with the idols. And he will stop, or he already stopped using it because of malicious messages. So obviously there are people, because actually you need to pay for this, you need to pay for a bubble with him, so obviously there are people that spend money on using these private chats just to go and leave hate messages.
Dude, it's really sucky, because he is on no social media whatsoever because of that. And he said that many times he doesn't want to be on social media because social media is scary. And personally, as a fan of this guy in particular, I would like to have him on social media. But he's not on social media because of such things. So I understand. I did not pay for the bubble thing because whatever. But it's sucky that he cannot even be on Bubble, where you have to pay because of the same thing.
Yeah, because there are people willing to pay money just to hate on people. What's wrong with you? Man, what is wrong
with
you?
And so I just have to get your content from Yesung's account, man.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're going to have to
do. But it's sucky. It's really sucky.
Yeah. And then let's head for the bullying stuff again. So there is the Korean Entertainment Management Association, and they released a statement because they want they released a statement against removing celebrities based on bullying allegations. So basically what they're saying is that they want like these artists not to be removed right away. They want them to be protected better, and they want like there to be proper investigations on these kind of matters before the companies do anything, because first, it's not fair for the artists, and second, also it makes the companies, like the entertainment companies, also like the TV stations and whatever, like it makes them lose a lot of money. Yeah. And if it turns out that these allegations are not true, then they lost all this money for nothing.
For nothing.
And
yeah.
So they are like, they're not saying like, if you're a victim, we will not hear you and we will not protect you or anything, but they just want them to be better investigated before people jump to conclusions. And
yeah,
just,
which should happen.
Yes, exactly. And what they also said is like, even if it turns out, which fits our episode of last time, even if it turns out that they did some stuff, then they should be using these idols to speak out for...
Oh, did somebody who listened to our podcast?
For educating other kids. Yes, exactly.
They got this from our podcast.
Yeah, I think so too, because we are very important. So, and also on this one, so 17 was, 17's Mingyu was in that scandal about sexual harassment and also bullying. And apparently he met with the victim and he apologized, and they were saying like that actually, well, whereas they did joke around with his friends or whatever, they never like singled anyone out to bully anyone. And it seemed like that girl that felt harassed by him, she already had some other stuff going on, and she wanted to put like attention to the whole matter. That's why also she put his name with it.
Mm.
But it seems like she took in his apology, and they are on
good terms.
Again, so on this note, maybe not everything is exactly how it seems to be just when you hear news. So better investigations. Yeah. Please go for it. And yep. I think we're gonna stop on this note for now with the news.
Yeah, so let's head to our next segment. Second segment, likes and dislikes. What do we obviously like this week?
You shall go ahead. I talked a lot during the news. I'm tired.
Should I read it how I wrote it there?
Yes. Go ahead.
Sarangyo super studio yo won ha ja su du elp.
You couldn't see it, but we completely did all the movement with the fan chants.
The
and
light
so on.
Stick movement or the balloon movement.
Balloon,
whatever,
that's
depending
how, it
how old
is.
You are. Yeah. So basically, our like this week is shared. It's the SJ
yes.
comeback, which was nice, because I think last week when I heard this compilation of some of the parts of the titles, I told you I'm not sure about a lot of things, right? I was like, huh, I don't know how these things sound. And the super, I was like, okay, this can exactly be like an NCT or a Super M song or something. I was like, huh, I'm not sure about a lot of these things. But then when I listened to like the full album song by song, I feel like I really like 80% of the whole album, and maybe or 90%, and the rest is just I still like it.
Yes,
so
it's
I'm very
it had to feel because when she told me that I don't know how to feel about this medley, if I like the songs or
oh,
not.
Yeah, medley, and, that's the word.
and then I think I just replied very tired in a way, like saying, yeah, well, it's not like I'm expecting something great. I feel like I'm always getting disappointed by SJ stuff in any case. So yeah. I shall just be there for the support if it happens, whatever. It's just because I need to. But then it turns out I was not disappointed whatsoever.
Yeah. Honestly, even comeback. When I saw, when I watched the small trailer that Yesung posted about the house party, and then it was the last bit, and I watched and I was like, oh, what is this? And I think, I told you, I only like the last part when Yesung goes with his end note by himself, house party, whatever, being all Yesung. And I was like, okay, I think this is the only part that I'm going to like from this song. This is kind of sad. But I'm very happy that they delivered. And then even the freaking house party that I thought, hey, what the hell? It's really nice that I liked all of it. And so I even did that thing now that I didn't do in years, where I have my iPad and my computer, and each one is replaying the MV over and over
wow,
and over
you're
again.
Such a you're such an amazing Apple.
Yeah.
And you I do the streaming, them, I do the buying.
Yes, I muted them, and I was working at the same time. And then every now, like, I try also to have the album play at least once or twice on my Spotify on mute so I can work in parallel, but it's there. Actually, I think 2 days ago I completely forgot about it until my phone died.
Wow, such a good job.
Yes.
So,
I am doing my job for the...
Yeah. So this is our, like, the SJ comeback. There is no... nothing else. It is perfect. So...
okay, and our dislike.
Yeah, So, with this comeback, once again, I'm being on Twitter and I'm seeing stuff. And I really hate these young fans that are hating on SJ and keep on saying they have to disband and stuff. And why... and, like, they are hating on younger fans. Why do you like these old people and whatever? Man, once your group reaches that long of a time of existence, maybe you will understand that that doesn't matter if they are older. First, I am older too, so I don't care. They are my age. So,
of course,
why should they disband just because they reached my age? What am I supposed to do? Sit in my corner and cry because I'm not allowed to do stuff anymore because I'm old now?
Yeah.
What? So, and then now let's imagine we say, okay, BTS, you know, you've been around since 2013, so this is like 8 years. Whew. It's the end. I mean, maybe give you 2 more years, but then 10 years, that's it. Afterwards, you're going to be considered old. What? So you have to disband, sorry, because there are young groups, other groups that are needing your focus. So go away. Bye. You think the fans would like that? You think the army would go say, like, oh, yeah, okay, sure, because they are old now, they have to go. Let's bring out eternity.
Yeah, we're all fans of eternity now.
Yeah. So that's my dislike. What's yours?
Mm-hmm. I agree. But I'm not on Twitter, so actually I don't get these things. But whenever you tell me about them, I always tell you, still? Fans are still hating on this, and you're like, duh. So it's annoying. My dislike is... I have two dislikes, one related to SJ and one random funny. The one related to SJ is, why is still there no Songmin in the comeback? I know, I know why, and I know that there won't be a Songmin in the comeback. Shush, I get it. Still, I dislike it. Okay.
I shall not say much to this because if I start saying stuff,
then my
brain starts.
You're not allowed to say anything about this topic because we're going to be here for the next 10 hours.
Okay.
We're going to make it to some, if you'd ask us one time.
Yes.
So you can rant openly.
Yes. Yes.
But I still dislike the fact that there is a Songmin missing.
And man, he would be really good in the house party song.
Yeah.
I think his voice would fit that perfectly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other funny dislike is I saw a picture with Jin with hair that looks like Justin Bieber from 20 years ago. Oh, what the? I don't get it. It was so ugly. It really looked like Justin Bieber. And
maybe he's trying to grow out his hair and this is the awkward mid-length part where he has to...
No, but it's also the shape, like how it was done.
Yeah, I mean,
like
what is he supposed to do if it gets long... put it back with a clip?
Yes.
Go donghae on it and put like a tiny stupid ponytail on top of your head.
Yes, exactly. That'd be nice.
Okay.
Anyways, that's it for our likes and dislikes. Let's move to more SJ stuff. Segment 3, if you'd ask us. If you'd ask us...
Yes.
SJ, we shall never disband.
Yes. If you'd ask us, we shall take this window to just talk about SJ because we can.
Because we can and because they still did not disband and they will not disband. So shush. Okay. This is going to be a very emotional segment.
Yeah. Or Pablo, I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Well, as we said, mentioned many times now already, if you haven't noticed, SJ had a comeback and we are taking this opportunity to indulge in this and have a whole segment just about that.
Yes, because we said so.
So, what do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about the recent comeback, your favorite song and stuff like that.
Okay, well, my favorite song, I'm a bit torn.
And if
because,
you watched performances or something.
Yes, well, I think the for the longest time, since they sang it last November, I think, already in one of the award shows, I've been nagging because I really, 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 really love Burn the Floor. And it annoyed me so much that it was like they didn't release it on any streaming platform. Like, oh, so what now? I have to wait until this album that seems to be never released is
or watch it on YouTube.
Or watch it on YouTube, exactly. So I really love that song and actually the performance that goes with it. Yeah. I watched it some many times by now.
I know.
And I recently noticed, actually, I mean, you know how we keep on making fun because SJ is not generally that dance group, even though they have very legendary dance moves. It's still not like they are still not at a level where, like, let's say it starts from maybe like even Shiny and then EXO and then all these groups that are jumping around like crazy Energizer bunnies. Now, they're definitely not there. But I think that the Burn the Floor performance was like a really aesthetic thing also. And then when you watch it actually and you listen to the sounds within the song, they are very good in the timing. Like, they're like not heavy beats in there that much, but still, like, they managed to do these kind like slow, like small movements where like they raise an arm one after each other.
Yeah, it was very aesthetically pleasing.
Actually. Yes, pleasant. With a very perfect timing. So it's like, oh, good job. They do dance. It's just not at the level where other people do.
But it's just not jumping and addressing bunnies, like I said.
Yes, and also that play with the lights and so on. It was a very cool thing. So I think actually this might be one of my personal most liked performances, dances, and songs ever to be released by SJ.
Yeah.
What is it for you? Which one did you like the most?
Well, I actually expected you to say the other song. I mean, yeah. This one too, but I also expected you to say the other song. Because you know why? I'll tell you why. Because in my mind, the Burn the Floor is established. It's there. It's by itself. It's up there.
Yeah, so I cannot not mention it. Okay, but then if you go for second liked song, it shall be More Days With You. It's more a slow song, but it's very pretty. And I think they sing it very well. I mean, they don't have like some of the most awesome K-pop voices in their group for nothing. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's very pretty. And I'm listening to it a lot.
For me, well, like I said, well, Burn the Floor is by itself up there, honestly. It's like the last comeback when The Crown was by itself up there. There are some songs that are just there. The performance of Burn the Floor, yeah, you said it all, and my opinion is exactly the same as yours. And for the rest of the album, I actually love Closer and Mystery, and I feel like somehow they are different, but they fit well together. But I like the beats, but I don't know. It's just, I really love them and I listen to them a lot. Actually, I listen to the whole album, but these two are probably my favorite from the album. So, well, if I'm in a completely different mood, then Super would be the, if I'm in a stupid pub mood, then Super should be like my...
Also, I was surprised because I feel like this is the first time ever that they put this kind of small introduction song on their album. I feel like many groups these days do these kind of things. So when they have an album, they have like some kind of intro and outro and whatever, like these short things. But SJ has never done that so far. Yeah. And then I listened to Super, because actually I listened to it while working. And then the song was already over. And I was like, what is this? And then I went to check, like 1:30. Man,
I also thought so too. I wanted it to be a long song because it's fun when you're doing a little good super.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I agree. I think Burn the Floor is... Okay. Top three SJ songs ever.
Oh my God. What? You want
We're
going to
gonna
kill
be here
right
for
now?
Another 3 hours thinking. But then there's this. Okay. Full SJ members. Not like Cry or something. No subunits.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just go with my gut instincts, I think. So, Burn the Floor shall be in there, for sure.
I think you're going to name almost the same as me. Go ahead.
It's You, so Norako. And then, Superman.
Yup. I think, wait, there was, damn it, for me, it's either exactly the same, Superman, Burn the Floor, Now Added, and Norago, but there's another one in the Sorry Sorry album that I also love, man, what the hell is it called?
Monster?
Yeah,
Reset?
That's cool. Huh?
Reset?
No. Actually, to be honest, okay, I'm not gonna go in the Sorry Sorry album because I feel like I love all of that album. So.
Yeah, I think actually for me personally, like out of all these albums, I think this is my favorite complete album. Like, okay, make it the repackaged version, so I have the It's You, but like this era was really epic for SJ, I think so.
Okay, no, never mind. It's probably like the Why I Like You.
Yeah.
Pikachu and EU. Yeah. But then again, maybe. So the next question, what is your favorite era and your favorite album?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think really it shall be still the Sorry Sorry album or It's You. I mean, it's the same thing, basically.
I think so too.
And it's really sad because there are actually really, really a lot of good songs on this album. And I feel like they don't perform them. Mm-hmm. Whatsoever anymore,
yep, that is
or
true.
Even ever. I feel like they have like 5 songs on this album that they should be performing that I really would love to see live, but they rarely ever do, or maybe never did even. The Why I Like You, I know they back then when they did the Sorry Sorry promotions, I think they had this like as a combined stage for their comeback. So they performed it at least once or twice or something. But afterwards, they never did. And the same happened. Like for Reset, I think they performed it once in a concert or something, like in a bigger event somewhere.
Yep.
And the Monster?
Monster, did they even promote? Did they ever promote?
I think they
Monster?
Never sang that song. And I feel like, oh, such a shame.
Yeah,
it's such
which
a waste
is
of
sad.
Great
yeah.
songs.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think that they have a lot of great songs on a lot of albums that they...
And I don't know, for some reason, actually I know the reason why, I have a soft spot always for the Acha song.
Oh, you know what? Funny thing, I mean, I like the Acha thing, and then so we were in Korea back then, and I got the album, and then I went back home, and I had an MP3 player with all of these songs, and I left the MP3 player at home. Mm. And my youngest brother found it. And the next time I went back home, he was singing the Mr. Simple and the Acha all the time. And I was like, where did you get that? He was like, from your MP3 player.
Yeah, I mean.
So, and then actually I was like, then the Acha, that's when the Acha got even more into my head. But now the last part, the ad-libs of the Acha last part, I think, are the most epic ones.
Well, for Acha, I mean, Acha was, I think, the very first performance or song I've ever seen live in a TV recording, like in a Music Bank recording back then. And I think that's probably why.
You, right?
No, that's why probably I have always like a soft spot for that thing, but... Honestly, like, I keep on forgetting that song, but then once in a while my Spotify decides, okay, here, you have an Acha randomly played in your shuffle playlist, and then I think I keep on re-listening to that song, like, again. So yeah. Once I'm there, I'm never getting out of the Acha.
I do so too, actually. I rarely play it on purpose, unless I really want to listen to the ad-libs at the end, but most of the time I get it as in a shuffle, and then every time I get it, at least I replay it once. But I don't remember the first one I watched in a recording. I think it must have been with you. When did we what did we see together first time? Because I don't think I've ever been to a recording.
Spy maybe?
Ah. Yeah. That song has a soft spot in my heart. Probably
see,
because
why.
Of that.
Yeah.
I never knew why, but also because, well, that is the song that I call Songmin's song.
Yeah. Man, you looked very good in this time.
Yeah. So maybe that's why I have a soft spot for Spy. I never knew why, but.
Yeah. So, your favorite subgroup of SJ?
No, pff, It's SJ crime, man. I tell you, on my Spotify playlist, SJ always manages to make it to my top five most listened to because of me re-listening to SJ cry all the time. This is a shame. I don't
Twice
care.
Twice is a shame?
I don't care, but SJ cry is my favorite, most favorite SJ subunit and most favorite K-pop subunit and most favorite K-pop everything and most favorite life everything in everything. Thank you very much. Welcome to my TED. Thank you for listening to my TED talk.
Amazing. That was great. So actually, and on this note, I want to like quickly jump into this knowledge. If maybe you didn't know, I hope you know, but some people might not know. So SJ actually was the very first group ever to have a subunit. Mm-hmm. So, whoever is into the subunits of their favorite groups, and be it an EXO, CBX, or a, I don't know even what subgroups are there out there somewhere in this world, but then say thank you to Super Junior because that's
they
why.
The way.
Yeah, exactly.
They actually,
you know, it's always when these jump forward to the young fans again, when they always go and say, like, why are they still around? Why are these old people everywhere? Why are they, like, can they finally disband? I think, like, men, you should have way more respect, because I feel like a lot of stuff that is happening now is, I mean, I keep on saying usually, like, it's a whole team effort. So every K-pop group that is out there and their fandom did their share of making K-pop known to the world. So starting from the very first groups, if you go to the old people like H.O.T. and Sotaechi and Boys and whatever, like all these people and their fans, they already did their stuff. Maybe you've never heard about it back then in the US or Europe or anywhere, but they started to build it up in probably Korea. And then from Korea, it spread to some other parts from Asia. And then from there, it spreads here and there. So, and for SJ, they had many, 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 many first things to happen, like first concerts outside of I don't know, in certain countries, I'm pretty sure, like for China and stuff like this, they did a lot of paving in this era actually. And then like receiving awards, I think they also won the Teen Choice Awards like as one of the first artists ever and stuff like this. So they did a lot. And I feel like they did so many concerts, and they did, like, with the Sorry Sorry back then, probably that spread the K-pop hype already quite a lot for these days back then. Like, all these things, they brought something so that the artists that are very big right now can be very big right now. Because otherwise, they would have, needed to start with a Sorry Sorry now.
Yeah.
And then in 10 years, we can talk about who is the big group then, because then probably if BTS would have needed to have a Sorry Sorry right now to make some people know, and then in 10 years it could have been
an hyphen
to be the big bag.
Thank you for your TED talk.
Yes. So say thank you everyone and be more
grateful.
Yes.
Respectful.
Yes.
Thankful.
Yes. Thank you. All of that. Show your respect.
All of the above.
To the Sunbae and also their fandom. And they did a lot.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what do you have here? You have some stuff to tell me. Tell me.
Do I? I just put random news that were happening right now. So, actually, on this, I was talking about how SJ is going for a long time. So, Yesung. So, SJ, Cry, so Kyun, Wookie, and Yesung, they went to that, what is it called even? ODG YouTube channel where they're
ODG
talking,
something.
Where idols are talking to kids. And then they were going through their songs and whatever with these kids. And then Yesung actually, at the end, he said a very few nice words where he basically said that now looking back at all the stuff that they did, like all the awards and all the fame and whatsoever, they don't matter as much anymore to him. He just wants the group to be able to do it together for a long time. He just wants to perform with his group. And then I feel like so let him. Why keep on saying this shit? This man, poor guy, this is what he wants. So, and if they all agree, then just keep on doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they probably will never like sell as many albums as some of the groups are doing right now, like some of the young groups. But actually, interesting to me is that still, with every album, they increase their sales to the ones they had before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
when
they don't. They cannot compare with an EXO or anything like this in their album sales, I think. But still, they are selling more albums than they ever did before now. So obviously, they're still doing good enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that was quite cute when I heard it. I was like, this is the age and wisdom. It's nice.
Yes. And then, you know, recently these ending fairies in these music chart shows have been becoming a thing. I think it started with Key being very funny in the end of their performances for Shiny, Call Me. And then it seems like SJ wants to be part of this fun too. So they are doing all kind of nonsense, even already in the beginning of the performance, but also in the end of the performances. And then so in one of these ending shows, like Kern did like a way of like where he did a hand movement where it seemed like he's going to drink some alcohol or whatever. But then he stopped and he was like saying, no, don't do this. Like as a way to people don't go out and to have fun and party right now because we didn't mention, but the whole house party is actually a whole Corona song.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't listened to the song, well, what the hell are you doing? Go listen to the whole album first. Second, if you listen to the song and didn't read the lyrics, you should. You just turn on the CC thing on YouTube and then you're going to have the whole lyrics. And it's such a Corona themed.
Yeah, it's actually funny, especially as I remember. So before they had their comeback and they like sent out these invitations for their house party to tease their fans, there were some other fans, like not SJ fans, once again, like saying, what are these old people doing? Why are they inviting people to a house party in such a time with the Corona? And then I actually had to laugh even more after I listened to the song. It's like, okay, so now all these people that were worried that much that they're going to do a house party with billions of people spreading a virus, actually they're doing exactly the opposite of that.
It's basically a jingle for Corona.
Yeah, don't go out, like, don't go out for partying, and if you do anything, wear your mask and wash your hands and do whatever.
It's hard now for everyone, but we can overcome it together. And these new rules that have been put.
Yes, it actually obviously it was even that much obvious for the whole lyrics that even the president of the WHO did a shout out to them for this amazing song.
Yeah,
in these times,
and that is why this group is still going.
Yeah, exactly. So
I think my God, we're so annoying.
Yeah, actually, we're such an old neck annoying ladies right now. But it's okay. That's why I said we shall indulge in this for now. Next time we will not anymore.
Yeah, you will rarely see us like this. So yes. Enjoy.
But actually, I wanted to say about the Kern telling people not to go out for drinking in that thing. It's like,
why? Poor guy, leave him alone.
That's why Kieran bought his beer making machine for his house so he does not need to leave the house for getting drunk. Just brewing his beer by himself in his apartment, having fun by himself.
Yeah. Literally a house party every day.
Yeah, seems like it. So what is your most disliked era of SJ? Which one was the worst?
Wow. The worst in what?
Well, whatever you think.
I don't know. I feel like the time... I had a hard... Personally, a hard time starting from the end of Mamacita until basically Black Suit or something like this. So this era in between where... Yeah, there was a lot of in and out of people, like military and stuff like that, and the Songmin thing, and a lot of issues, and me having my own issues with SJ and whatever. I think that's why I don't know what the hell are these albums. Magic, This Is Love, I don't know. I mean, I know songs, but I don't know the name of the album or in what order they came.
I know
came,
song,
like,
but I don't know song name.
Yeah. I mean, I love the song This Is Love. And I know the like, what is it? Like, the, anyways, doesn't matter. So with, I think starting from Magic was a bit meh. And then they had all these, they went for all these Latino beat stuff, which was fine. I mean, it was fun for them to do. And I think they found a new market. So they had to in like get to that market somehow. But after a while, it became too much for my own liking because I love Latino music. I dance all the time. But aside, I mean, when I'm going for K-pop, it's fun when they have Latino beats from time to time. But I felt like for a while, SJ was just with the whole animal.
They were a Korean Latino group.
Yes. And I was like, okay, I listened to the song once, but it never sticks. And I was like, what is happening to SJ? And I don't even see half of the people. And this is bleh and blah, blah. Yeah. So I'm glad that everybody is back-ish. And then even freaking Haechul is promoting again.
Yes. Well, for me, probably... I'm personally not so much a fan of This Is Love. And then afterwards, like the next one, they had Magic, which is kind of still the same vibe to me as This Is Love. So it's, they were not exactly, it's not because they looked bad or anything. I mean, the styling and everything was fine. The dancing was fine. It's just the songs were a bit, I don't know.
I think they were not, like, they were not in their best anyway.
Yes, I think that was just like... songs easily to forget, actually. They didn't have anything in them where you think, oh, this is catchy, or this is the song I shall listen to billions of times. They were I would say actually B-side tracks.
Yeah,
they were not proper tracks in my opinion. And then afterwards they had The Devil, and Devil kind of took me a bit to get used to, especially as it's very high pitched and I'm not so much a fan usually of that stuff. And then also I think it did a number on Poor Yesung, who has a low voice, and then he has to do all
which is weird. I mean, why? They shouldn't have given him that. I don't know.
And then it feels like his voice is barely able to do it. And as he's already not in the best shape with his voice, in any case, I feel like this was probably a hard suffering for him. But over the time, I actually really got into the song, so I like it a lot now.
Yeah.
And then I have a love-hate relationship to Mamacita because there is no Yesung. It's a good song, but there is
clear,
no Yesung.
To the point.
There is no Yesung in there, and that's why... And I always feel like whenever I listen to that song, I have like billions of ad-libs of Yesung in my head where they should be...
Oh, you know what I remembered? Huh. I remembered when you showed me the performance of Mamacita with Yesung in it, and I was already getting annoyed because I knew he's going to take Wookie's part. And he did. And I was watching this performance and thinking, no, wrong voice. You were laughing at me. I just got reminded of this.
Yeah, but I think actually, you know, when they recently, SJ had some kind of voting for their fan event stuff, like which song would you want them to redo, like to re-record? They chose the song that is now on that album. What is it called again? I feel like it's also a song that I never paid attention to. Raining Spell for Love. Who voted for that first? Voted for that? That is such a lame song. Like, no one needed a remake that sounded exactly like the first version.
Yeah.
Of that. But then I thought, man, they should have re-recorded the Mamacita and give Yesung a proper part and put some of his usual proper outburst ad-libs somewhere, because okay, now when they perform the songs, he's just like taking or did, like took some parts of the other people, but he did not really make the song his own.
I feel like
the song was already missing these things by Yesung.
Yes, that is true.
And he should have added them instead of like them just like, or him just re-singing other people's part. He should have gone all out over that. So I would want to have a re-recording of that song.
It's funny that you mentioned The Devil, and well, because for me, The Devil and The Black Suit were my gate back into SJ music. Because for a while I was literally just listening to cry songs. That's it.
Really. Was that your inner feeling?
Yeah. Yes, it was. But then, yeah, so basically Devil and Black Suit were my gate back into SJ's stuff. And the Devil in particular, I mean, because everything that you described, because it's high pitched and stuff like that, and it fits Wookiee's song. And I always, for me, it's, I told you like before, I want this song to be sang by Wookiee and everybody else in the background. And you look at me and you're like, yeah, because you're biased. But that is true. I mean, it's high pitched and it fits his voice. And I feel like I only hear his voice. I might as well just make it.
Probably
like
he did all the supporting tracks in the background because he's the only one that could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Was there Kyrn in Devil?
I'm not sure.
I think, well, if there was a Wookiee, there probably was a Kyrn, I guess.
Yeah, right? Why wouldn't there be a Kyrn? Because I think they waited. Well, I have no idea, whatever.
That's how good we are in our. No, I think, yes, he was in there. Kyrn was in there. So I think out of these people, I mean, okay, Wookiee is naturally already the high-pitched voice, so it fits mm-hmm. him perfectly. I think that people like Hyukje actually also can go quite high and sound okay with it. And then Kyrn can do it, but the rest is...
The rest is...
I shall not say
and
anything.
I want a song to be remade, I would probably go for something like Monster or Reset or something like that.
Just so it brings it back to the memories of these... people, so they perform it?
Yes, exactly. Okay, I think we're getting too comfortable in this topic.
Yes, also I want to point out, see, this is our problem in life, the two of us. When we're talking about these things, she's protecting Wookiee and I'm protecting Yesung, that's us.
Oh, I'm also protecting Yesung.
Well, you're making fun of him, that's your
Yeah,
thought.
Because I truly feel like he's an older sibling by now. I feel like all of them by now feel like an older sibling material.
So we're very comfortable to nag on them.
Yeah, I can nag on them. I can make fun of them, but no one else can.
Yep. Exactly. That's the way we are protecting them. Like with your siblings. You tell your sibling, they are annoying. And then someone else says like, oh, your sister is so annoying. It's like, what the hell did you just say?
Exactly. I guess if you spend 10 years with these people.
12 years already for me.
12 years. 10 years since we were in Korea. So 2 years before. Yeah, you're right. Oh my God, they're old. Be old. Okay, next segment. Let's go. Last segment. Hit me, hit us.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we are shamelessly promoting SJ.
Yes, really shamelessly.
It's our platform and we know you love SJ. Come on, everybody loves. We would like to be hit with...
your favorite SJ song.
Yes, what is your favorite Super Junior song? We already said our top three.
Yes.
We could have... oh my God, if you would have gone for like... subunits and stuff like that, we would have recorded for 3 hours.
Yes.
You want to say something else?
No, I'm excited to see the favorite SJ song. And if any one of you says sorry, this I shall not hold back. This shall get a bitch slap.
I think people are going to need an introduction and explanation why.
Because, well, as good as Sorry is, and I know it's catchy, and I know people love it, and I used to love it too. I still love it, kinda, but it has been around since 2009, and I feel like ever since they perform it bazillions of times every year. Like, no matter the show they go on, they perform this one song. Even this year, still now, they are still performing Sorry. I feel like they must be tired of the song. I am definitely tired of the song.
I'm also tired of this song. And I would rather have other songs from the damn album.
Yeah.
As I said three
so,
times.
So, I mean,
before.
I know. I feel like they're actually still getting fans by singing this song. So, if like, whenever people that don't know them now, they see them perform the song, they still think, huh, such a great song. Amazing. I love this group. And I feel it. I understand because I was there. I'm the person that jumped onto this SJ bandwagon because of Sorry. But I cannot. I hate this fucking song. I'm the person that, do you know this funny EXO fan video? There is this funny EXO fan that they perform the Coco Bop on a concert. So the song starts and then the fan shouts, "I hate this fucking song." And then she's like, "Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Bop, I think I like it." So even if she hates it, she cannot stop not to sing.
Yes, I think that's us with Sorry Sorry.
Exactly.
We hate this fucking song, but they were like,
exactly. So please don't say sorry, sorry. Or if you do,
okay, here's the hit me again. What is your favorite Super Junior song, excluding Sorry Sorry? If you like and love Sorry Sorry, we respect you, then give us your second favorite song. Don't tell us Sorry Sorry, for the love of God, please. Thank you very much.
Yes. Okay. See you next week, I think, probably with less SJ inside, unless they do something very amazing, then we shall shamelessly promote SJ again, because we can.
Yes. I love that you did the ending.
Yes.
You'll hear from us next week then. Bye-bye.
Bye.